What up, everybody? It's your girl, Jay Dizzle, back at it again with Chelly, Lil Jubilingling, Precipitation, and Clay Clay.
Meow.
We're here to talk about the book, The Help.
So let's dive on in to our first question. What would we think are the top five events in the book?
When Miss Hilly fires Minnie.
Yeah, that like put the whole town into a spiral because, you know, it started all her lies and we kind of got to see what kind of person Hilly was and all that, so gets it all started.
Yeah, and the part where Miss Celia had her miscarriage, it was just
blood everywhere, tears at my heart. And the way that Catherine like describes the scene, and
the loss of a life is like, and not only did it happen once, but like
four times. It's like such a difficult thing for a woman to go through, and to know that she just like smiles and the way she's like
happy.
The happy one in the book. It's crazy.
Okay, so like I think number three would be like the benefit. That little bashment going in. That was something. She went a pie.
The way she had herself embarrassed.
Yeah.
Walked in there. And yo, Johnny is a real one.
Get you a Johnny.
The way he just like, he doesn't care about what anybody thinks about her.
Yeah.
She's like, Celia is my girl, like, period.
Hey, my girl. She
will
help
me. What's the next one? I'd say
when the book was published.
Yeah, because as soon as that thing came out,
it was like
bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. Things are just going crazy.
We're like reading it in the middle of the supermarket, like, yo, this is sick.
Bro, it's actually crazy how Hilly went mad. And then she got Aimeline. That scene,
I think that would be the last.
That's like
top.
The peak. Because it's also like the ending. And she's like,
when Aimeline gets fired, I was so mad at Hilly. I was like,
yo, Hilly, before I box you through the screen.
And what makes it even like crazier is the fact that she used the same line she used with Minnie for Aimeline. And the way Miss Lethal, she has nothing to say about
She was like, I know that's not my Aimeline, but like, Hilly's my friend.
It really just shows how Hilly can manipulate situations so much. It's crazy.
Now we are.
Yeah, Aimeline taught May Mobley a lot, and she taught her that she was important, kind, and And I think that she is an important person in the.
Yeah, I agree that she's important, but do you think that she held the most essential role?
I don't really think so because, like, the turning point of the entire book was the release of the help. And that wouldn't have happened unless, like, Skeeter had the idea.
So you think Miss Skeeter holds the most essential role?
Yeah.
Probably.
Want to elaborate on that?
Because, like, I mean, Aimeline was, she chose to help Miss Skeeter. Miss Skeeter is the one who's like, we need to make a difference. This needs to be a change. This isn't right, you know. So she kind of like.
Yeah, she actually wanted to get the Black people's point of view in Jackson.
And she kind of like gave them the confidence. Because like everyone kind of wanted to change, but they didn't really know how. So she kind of gave them that avenue to kind of get their point across. So.
Without being attacked.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, what do you think that the five most problematic events were within the text?
Number one, the pie.
The pie.
The pie.
That was actually crazy.
That was actually.
Which one? Which pie?
The fact that she defecated and mixed it up with chocolate and then served it to Hilly and the shorty ate two pieces.
She's like, this is so good. What'd you put in it?
How'd you get some? So.
My
tish.
That's really funny.
Okay, that's number one. What do you think the second most problematic part was?
When the naked man was on Miss Celia's lawn.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Fam, what would you do if that happened?
Imagine, you're looking out the window.
I was like, wow. She really stepped up and helped her.
Yeah,
like,
she took a rod.
Bam.
Bam. Like, it really shows.
As stupid
like,
as she, they made her seem. And then yeah. Like, she showed heart.
She low-key, like, a strong woman. Mm-hmm. Especially with all the stuff she went through. The miscarriage, oh, another true, crazy bro. Scene. It's like, yeah. The graphics of, like, the text and how she's just, like, so over herself.
Mm-hmm. She's falling apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the benefit, though.
Right after that, she goes and embarrasses herself again.
Right.
Celia is actually one of the funniest characters.
She's interesting.
I can make corn pone. Okay, so, like, number five. What do you guys think?
Oh, Miss Hilly goes to Skeeter's house to confront her about what she has done.
Yeah.
She came, like, ready to fight. And
she
then
was, like, square up, fam.
Like, the embarrassment overtook her soul. She knew the secret was out. Everyone knows that she done ate the dirty.
She done ate some...
some special pie.
Ugh. Oh my god.
Ridiculous.
That's nastiness. Now that you think about it.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
So,
you know, this book had a lot of
explicit language.
Yeah.
So, like, let's talk about censorship. Do we think books with mild or moderate swearing should be, like, banned in high schools or not?
Not necessarily. I feel like as long as it's presented in the right way to the students and, like, they have an understanding that it's not necessarily the right thing to do, but it is a part of life, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Like, swearing are some of the things that we're exposed to, like, in movies, and, like, it just happens, like, randomly
on a day-to-day basis.
So it's in most people's vocabulary, so
we shouldn't try to hide it from students when it's something that they're going to have to face.
Yeah, it's learning how to deal with it rather than just, like, run away from it. All right, speaking of censorship, that special word with the N, who should say it?
Nightmare.
not that one, you know, the word.
Ah, the word.
Who should say it?
No one should say it. Like, that's a derogatory term. It was used, like, back in the day to, like, it's like, yo, you, and you're like, excuse I. But it's not a good word. Like, no one should really use it. Neither to, like, be like, yo, what up, my... No. Like, none of that. Like, it shouldn't be used at all by anyone.
Apart from, like, the history and, like, all the stuff that's put behind it, like, the degradation of, like, a whole group of people, it's also just not a word to use. The same way with censorship, how there are words like the F word or the S word that we just shouldn't say because it's not necessarily appropriate. It's the same thing with the N word. It's not appropriate language to use. There's so many other words in the vocabulary and the English language for us to use rather than that. So it's kind of unnecessary.
Alright, so moving on to the next question. Do parents possess the right to censor the information and media seen by their teenagers?
It's not even if they have the right. It's if they really can.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because there's so many loopholes. Yeah. So many ways you can get to something. So
yeah, that's true.
You can't censor your child away from the world.
Unless you're going to put them in a box.
Yeah. Put them under a rock or something.
Facts. Like, you're not. There's absolutely no way. Especially the way that kids are so aware of how to use things. Mm-hmm. Like, at such a young age. There are lots of kids that know how to use a tablet before they can even tie their shoe. So
that's facts.
Well, I guess that concludes our podcast.
There's more questions.
Oh, and we have more questions.
No, that's not. Oh, this is yours.
So, let's see.
There's one more.
So, does censorship infringe on our freedom of speech rights?
Huh.
Yes or no?
I mean, not necessarily. If you're censoring the kind of words people use, I don't know. How do I explain this? I think we should pause. We have to go.
For our last question, does censorship infringe on your freedom of rights?
Mishka Mooshka.
I don't really think so. Because, like, even with freedom of speech rights, we still have to be mindful of the feelings of other people, which is why we do have the whole thing where if what you're promoting kind of goes into like hate speech and things like that, the government does have the right to say you can't say that, because regardless of whether or not like you are entitled to your opinion, but when it comes to the well-being of someone else and how they feel about themselves, and especially an entire group of people, I do think that there should be some boundaries to where people can speak and, you know, express themselves. Because, yes, there are a lot of opinions, but with that being in mind, because there are so many opinions, you do have to take into account other people's emotions and feelings and all that good stuff.
Nice. Thanks for tuning in with the Flaming Geos.
See you again next week.
Bye.
Next year. Peace.